This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. We're talking summer camp this week, and we want to introduce you to a sort of controversial camp director. Matt Smith's family has been running the Long Acre Camp in Newport, Pennsylvania, for nearly four decades. And this summer, he has a new and unusual policy. His campers will be able to do something they've never been allowed to do before. They can use their smartphones, their iPads, and, well, any tech gadgets that they pack from home. Because when camp kicks off this week, Longacre has a new anything-goes policy when it comes to tech.
It was a really hard decision, and it took us a long time. But our logic is that here at Longacre, we are preparing kids for long-term success, giving them life skills. And even though they enjoyed many of them, summers at Longacre without technology, as we followed up over the year, we found that they really weren't adjusting their behavior. Too many of them were falling back into old habits and just resuming old tendencies with their technologies.
What do you mean by that, that they're falling back into their old behavior?
Well, for example, they're attached to their smartphone, and they're, I don't want to use the word addicted, but they're addicted to their phone and to messaging and to being online, and they get caught up in it. And many of them can even identify that they don't like it, but they just don't have the skills to manage the access to their technology.
Well, I don't know. I feel like going to summer camp, in my mind, I'm like, surely this is the best time to give a kid a break from their gadgets, to swim in the lake and smell the proverbial roses and maybe get kissed for the first time. Isn't that what it's about?
I think you're right. Ultimately, though, for us, what our purpose is to give kids life skills. They don't know a world without a smartphone. And so ultimately what we want to do is give them skills to manage their access to their devices.
So you're talking about coaching the kids with their gadgets. How are you going to do this? Are you going to have, like, macrame from 10 to 11 and then iPhones from 11 to 12? Like, what's the plan here?
Well, the most important thing that we do at Longacre is model appropriate behavior. Our older kids are coming back to Longacre to take more responsibility because they want to develop their leadership skills. And so these are also the coolest kids. And the coolest kids are on board with this policy, as are the staff. So the first piece is modeling appropriate behavior.
Okay, so that means that, like, the counselors aren't going to be on, like, Facebook all day long or Snapchat.
Exactly. They're only using their phones for business purposes.
I mean, I guess it's also useful to have these gadgets, considering, like, that's how we get our music these days. I'm assuming you don't have, like, a stereo set up with cassette tapes or CDs, right?
We really have been relying on the radio for a few years because we've had no iPods, and we say, bring your CDs, kids, bring your CDs. And you'll maybe have two kids who bring CDs because these kids don't have CDs. It used to be that these kids would come from all over the country, different cultures, different neighborhoods, and they would all bring their own music, and it was like a festival. And now we're only listening to one top 40 station. So hopefully that will go the way of the wind.
I mean, the other thing that you got used to get anyway when you went away to camp was, like, time away from your parents, no contact. The thought of getting text messages from my parents all day long, yikes.
And that is one of the challenges that we're going to face. We've already begun talking to parents about the importance of giving their kids space while they're at camp so that they can individuate.
Are you modeling yourself off another camp that has this policy? I was wondering what other, your fellow camp directors, what they think.
We certainly are not. We couldn't find another program, a residential program that did this. There are certainly travel programs and academic programs that do it, but not residential. And that was one of the biggest surprises, was the reaction from other summer camp professionals. I think the idea of allowing technology in a traditional camp setting was, I don't know, it provoked a strong reaction.
Okay, last question for you. We've got you on, like, a crackly kind of phone line, and I have this romantic vision of you being in, like, a log cabin up in the woods right now. But, Matt, how's reception up there? You got some Wi-Fi or what?
I can't believe how often I get that question. That's like the first question I get from the 14-year-old is there going to be Wi-Fi? And this is, unfortunately, there is going to be Wi-Fi, but staff only. It's going to be a secure connection.
Matt Smith is the director of Longacre Camp in Newport, Pennsylvania. Matt, thank you so much. Good luck this summer.
Thank you.
All this talk about being out in the woods with a smartphone but no Wi-Fi or much of a cell signal got me wondering, what could these campers actually use their phones for? Okay, they probably have the Angry Birds app, and hopefully they've downloaded the flashlight app, but have they found, yes, it's true it exists, the bug spray app? Don't laugh. If you live in New York City, you know that the mosquitoes have gotten fierce in recent years. I decided to test out this app with the toughest tech critics I know, my children.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So, what do I have?
Your iPad.
Right. And where are we?
Outside.
And what is the big problem when we're outside?
Mosquitoes.
That's right. So, look what I put on my iPad. What does it say?
Bug spray.
It's an app for bugs, bug sprays.
Huh? Press the button and let's see if it makes the mosquitoes go away.
Should I do it?
I don't know. Do you hear anything? I guess that's the point, is that we don't hear anything, right? Let's put on the beep. Here's my question for you. Do you think it's working?
Yes. Yes.
How do you know?
Yes.
How do you know?
Yes.
Okay, you say yes. Why do you think it's working?
Because this is beeping and those things are moving.
Yeah. And what's it supposed to do?
Take away the mosquitoes.
So how do we know if it's working? How will we know if it succeeded?
When it beeps?
Or if there's no mosquitoes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any mosquitoes around us?
No.
So do we think it worked?
Yes.
Well, as you can hear, kind of hard to tell if the bug spray app is effective. And maybe you're wondering the same thing about Longacre Camp's new gadget policy. Let us know if you think it's a waste of time or valiant forward thinking. We're on Twitter at New Tech City or just go to our website. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.
I'm a mosquito! I see a mosquito!
Where?